You guys spent a lot of time this week focused on the running game. I mean, Dable talked about it from, I think, Tuesday on, with the pads Tuesday. Do you feel like some things were found out this week about that?
What do you mean by found out?
Way to get things going within the running game. There were some things that you guys figured out that might help this week.
Just getting back to the basics. Starts with me. Continue to trust the system. Make sure I'm in good relationships with the linemen, and you know, sticking with the run. And that's the way we won games this year. So a lot of teams are going to come in and try to stop that. That's going to be a focal point. But you know, there's been teams prior in the last 2 weeks that came in, that was their focal point. We were able to still get the run game going and lean on it. So we just got to get back to that, and everyone else got to make plays when the plays need to be made, and you know, it starts with me.
What could it mean for you to get Evan Neal back on the right side?
No, I mean, Evan, he's a house. He's a freak of nature. He's a heck of a player. Obviously, you know, he's young, he's a rookie, but he, you know, you couldn't tell that when he's in the game. But him, John, you know, we're getting a lot of people back, and you know, that's a blessing. It's a tough season, tough ground a year, and it's going to be the ups and downs, but you got to make sure you don't waver. And we put ourselves in a pretty good position to play some meaningful football in December.
The look you're going to have up front is some big guys this week. Is that encouraging to you? I mean, you talked about how big Evan is, but then you talk about Nick. It's some big guys on that, especially that's on both sides of the ball, because the other two guys are pretty big too. But do you like running behind big guys?
Yeah, I love it. I think... I mean, as a running back, you love running the football, but especially with those guys up there who are gritty, they're tough, they finish their blocks, and you know, that's what a running game is won. It starts up front. You got to dominate the line of scrimmage, and we're going. That's a tough task with four first rounders over there. You know, the whole defense from every single level, they're very talented. So it's going to be a tough task. Every week's a tough task in the NFL. We know the focal point is going to be try to stop the run. And we just got to continue to lean on it, continue to lean on each other, trust each other. And, you know, first and foremost with me, when they get opportunities, I got to make them pay for it.
Pardon me going back to this, and I get you guys want to be measured just about everything with regards to the juncture you guys are at in the season and even just Odell's visit. But could you just try for me to put the energy into words that even from your experience with him in the past that he brings, you know, to an organization, pregame meetings, the game period, and how that could also translate in just lifting where you guys are at this juncture too?
I would be lying if I didn't say, you know, having Odell in the locker room would help the team. Obviously, we're in a great spot, but knowing Odell personally, just the energy that he brings, the swagger that he plays with, the playmaking ability that he has, you know, he's one of my favorite players to play with or even watch. He's a heck of a player. And you know, the moment he steps in the locker room, he steps on the team, he automatically makes that team better. Obviously, you can tell with the type of press he's getting, you know, throughout the whole free agency. It's not even free agency, and he's getting all the press. You know what I mean? It's because he's that meaningful. He's that type of player. And I've been vocal. I would love for him to come back, you know, not just because of football. No, that's my brother. That's one of my best friends. So, but at the end of the day, for me, I just want him to, you know, continue to rehab, continue to get better, and wherever he picks, you know, hopefully he's happy and he picks the best thing for him and his family.
So why miss the opportunity on a free steak?
Huh?
Why miss the opportunity on a free steak?
I mean, I really wasn't. It was more like focused on, you know, him and the owners and stuff like that. For me, at the end of the day, I'm 25 now. I got family. I got to stay home, get to sleep. That was really just my focus, get to sleep and get ready for today. And come out and try to dominate Friday.
Do you think you guys did a good job of keeping that from being a distraction this week? Because, I mean, it's a big deal.
No, it's not a distraction, to be honest. Only time it really, like, we were aware of it. We know. I mean, like I said, it's Odell Beckham. But only time we really have to talk about it is when we have to talk to you guys. If we were too focused on, you know, about, oh, is Odell coming or not, like, how would we be in the right mindset to go play against the NFC East division opponent who's 6-1 the last 7 games? That's the focus. You know, you got to keep the main thing. Like I said, obviously, I was hoping, I would love for Odell to come in, but the main thing is continue to finish the season off strong, and we're playing meaningful games in December, and we got to find a way to win these games.
So, it's no guarantee. Sorry. When he was traded away, when he kind of went to Cleveland, did you ever think that there was the possibility someday that he could come back here?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. Now the possibility's here. I'm pretty sure Odell didn't foresee himself being a free agent at this point, but I came back and had a heck of a year. Probably would have been a Super Bowl MVP, ended up getting hurt in that game, made him a free agent. But the possibility's here. I mean, like I said before, the story, everyone asks, like, what's your recruiting pitch or what's this? Like, one, that's my boy, and two, he wanted to win here. He wanted to be a big reason why we went in the city. We're on the right tracks, and I feel like he can really help us in that department. So, but like I said, for me also, outside of being just a player for the Giants, also being his friends, I just want him to be happy. Whatever he picks, I'll be rocking with him.
When you play for the Giants, as you say, what means for you this legacy game? You feel something special when you see all the history of the Giants in their uniform, in the stadium? What is the feeling in the legacy game?
Yeah, it's amazing. Anytime you can put on that jersey, anytime you just can really just reflect on the tradition and the history about this place, this is a special place. There's been a lot of great players, and that's something that I want to be part of. I want to be part of legacy. I want to be part of history and tradition here. I want my name to be on these lockers. That's something that is a goal of mine when I got drafted here. That doesn't go unnoticed when you put those jerseys on. Or anytime you step on that field, you're representing all the guys that came before you.
But this uniform reminds you more, no?
Yeah, the uniform definitely brings, alert you a little more to the focus on the tradition and history that this place has and the type of players that were here before. And not even just the type of players on the field, but also off the field and the things they're able to accomplish.
Do you view Odell's eventual decision as out of your hands at this point? Or when you see him today,
at the end of the day, it's like, it's his decision. I'm not going to be like, if he doesn't sign here, I'm not going to be mad. If he signed here, I'm going to be ecstatic. But it's his decision. Like I said, outside of football, it's deeper than football. Like, I want him to be happy. I want him to go to a place where he feel like, I feel like this is the best place. Yes, obviously, I do feel like that. But I want him to go wherever he feel like he want to go.
I have no
say in that. You know what I mean?
I just want to also ask you, just looking from the outside, when you think about everything that he went through, all the coaches, the trades and things like that, and then just the redemption arc of coming back as a free agent, even as you as a young player, when you just look at that, does it make an impression just you on the trajectory of how one's career can even just go and how things can change? And it was so animus when he left now, and then you feel the welcoming tone, with people in the city. Do you feel that? Do you see that, and how does that impact you in terms of how one's career can go in the NFL?
Yeah, that was probably my, biggest shock in to the NFL. Like the first day I got here, you get a rookie minicamp, and guys are moving in and out the league in rookie minicamp, and you got a locker mate the next day, he's not there. But obviously, when you have a guy in Max 2 in the name of Odell Beckham, when he gets traded, it's like, oh, dang, anybody can get traded in this league. But when you really break it down, Adrian Peterson got really just, if you just go down through the history of the league, it's the NFL, that's the nature of it. But the beauty is also in his trials and tribulations, the struggles that he had with injuries. But now, a place that meant so much to him at one point when he got drafted here, he came here and how vocal he was about wanting to win. Now the love that he's getting back from the fans, I don't want to speak for him, but that got to be warming. That got to be comfortable. You got to love that. And for me, you've seen that. Just one thing I always say about Odell is his hard work and his work ethic and his mindset. And obviously going through the same injury we had last year and rehab on him, and seeing the way he attacked it definitely helped me and pushed me in my rehab process. So like I said, at the end of the day, I just want the best for him. And do I feel like the best for him is here? Obviously, but I'm biased.
You came back from that injury. How much do you think people need to be realistic about what he can do right away? I mean, he's coming. He didn't have training camp and he didn't have the spring. He's just going to come here in mid-December. About the expectations for him this year.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's coming back from ACL is not an easy thing. It's not. It's a long road, it's a hard road, but if there's anyone that, you know, I saw him do it. He was able to come back, and now having to do the same process and go through that same process of anyone I know who has the right mindset, who has the right work ethic, and will have the right people around him to help push him and motivate him to get back to the type of level of play which we all are used to seeing and knowing that he's able to do, it will be Odell. So you're right, it's tough, but you know, if he comes here, you know, he got guys that he knows that's gonna have his back, gonna be in his corners, gonna push him through the ups and the downs, and at the end of the day, that's why my main focus is, that's a tough injury, that's a tough thing to come back, so that's why I always just go back to more of a friend mindset. I just want him to go to a place where he can rehab and get ready, and whenever the time is right.
Saquon, you've talked about wanting to create a certain type of legacy for yourself, mentioned like some of the great running backs that you admire and you want to be thought of like that. Do you view this weekend's game as that kind of game?
No, it's another game, to be completely honest. Outside of like what I said to him, obviously the legacy game and understanding the tradition, the history behind it. But it's another game. It's a tough opponent who's playing really well, who's playing great football, 6-1 in the last 7 games. Talented on all sides of the ball, all 3 phases, and it's going to be tough. But at the end of the day, if we can just keep the main thing and lock in and trust in ourselves and execute and make plays when plays don't need to be made, you know, most of the time you come out on the better half of it, and that's the goal. It's 1-0 mindset each week, and that's all we got to do. And whatever I'm able to do, if it's, you know, carry the ball how many ever times, or if I got to be more of a decoy, if I got to be better in the pass pro, whatever I do, that's the only thing I want to do to just help my team win 4 games.